Welcome, Ned Coletti, to the show. Ned, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys.
Okay, Ned, what would you say when you evaluate the Dodgers at the trade deadline? A, B, C?
Oh, I think it was an A. You got two impact players. Tough to add impact players that time of year. You've added not only great power hitters, but really Gold Glovers at second base and shortstop slash third base. Tough to do. It's tough enough to add one, let alone two, and you touch one man on your 25-man roster in order to do that. Plus, you got Axford in the bullpen. I thought they were tremendous in what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah,
Not easy.
Yes, there's the good news. They've got the sticks, which means, and they really didn't get any help pitching-wise except for Axford, so that means they'll beat you like 13-12. They're just going to try to mash the ball against you at this point, right?
Well, I think that's not completely accurate. You look at, they have the best ERA in the National League. They can pitch, and the bullpen is not, you don't have a distinct 6-7 relievers in there besides Kenley, but you've got about a dozen or so choices. And I think when you look at today's game and how teams match up and how they have different matchups for different relief pitchers who they think can get certain hitters out in different parts of the game. You know, I think it'll work. They have so many different choices. They've got about five relievers on the DL right now, including Stripling, and they've got seven or eight other ones that are active now. They've got a lot of different choices.
Ned Coletti with us on AM 570 LA Sports. All right, you have the non-waiver trade deadline. What happens in that period of time?
Well, at this period of time that we're in now, a player has to clear waivers. So let's say that the Dodgers put Fred Rogan on waivers today. They would know in 48 hours what teams claimed Fred. And at that point in time, it goes from the bottom of your league, the league that you're on. If it's a National League, it would start with the team with the poorest winning percentage, New York Mets, work its way up through the National League, then jump over to the American League. And so a team will get a list of what teams claim that player. The only team that is eligible to claim that player is the team with the lowest winning percentage. Then the Dodgers would have 48 hours to make a deal with that team to trade that player. Or they pull the player back. Or they just let the player go. If it's a high-salaried player, sometimes a team is going to get stuck with a high-salaried player. So that's how it works now. It's more difficult. You could never do a Machado trade this time of year. You could never do a Dozier trade this time of year. But you can get a Marlon Anderson, which we did many years ago, a Ronnie Belliard, which we did many years ago. When we made the Red Sox deal that was headlined by Adrian Gonzalez, those players had big contracts attached to them. Therefore, teams passed on them. Because when you do make that claim, you do have to be prepared for the phone call where the team that put the player out there says, you wanted them, you got them. So players like that, they did clear.
So you can pick up some pieces. You've done it, as a matter of fact, at this time, and pieces that you hope will help you.
No doubt. I mean, Marlon Anderson hit 5 or 6 home runs in the month of September. Ronnie Belliard did the same thing, hit in the 360s, I think, and ended up taking Orlando Hudson's job at second base for the rest of September and also in the postseason. Greg Maddux we acquired one time in the middle of August. You can pick a certain player here or there. You cannot redo your team necessarily at that stage. Like I said, you can't get a Machado. You can't get a Dozier. But you can get some people that can help you. And there may be a relief pitcher out there that a team maybe has been average with a certain team, got a little bit of a high salary attached to him. Team might say, hey, you know what? We could rid ourselves of this player. Maybe he's got a 2-year deal. So there are different pieces that can get through, and I think that you'll see some of that. You have distinction in baseball right now where you have about 9 or 10 teams, maybe 11, that are really competing to get to the postseason. You've also got about 8 or 9 teams that may lose 90 games. Those teams losing 90 games, they're looking to shed payroll. They're looking to give a kid a chance. So you're going to have a lot of players go out through the system, and I think you'll have a lot of teams because of those teams in that 90-loss-plus range. They'll be looking to move people, but you do have a long list. And so where the Dodgers rank right now, if it's an American League player, that player's got to go through the entire American League. Every team's going to have to pass, and almost every team is going to have to pass in the National League. Dodgers are probably, when you do it that way, maybe the 27th or 28th best winning percentage. When you start in the American League, work your way up. So it'll be tough for the Dodgers to get somebody out of the American League that they can claim that will make their way through the entire system.
Ned Coletti with us on AM 570 LA Sports. All right, it's not even a question. You pointed it out, and I agree. Getting Machado and Dozier were huge moves for the Dodgers. Both, in essence, are rentals, though. Both are up at the end of the year. Ned, when you were sitting in the chair, if you were to acquire a player like that, did you look ahead at all, or are you just focused on what's going on right now?
Well, you look at what you have some control over, and all you really have is a here and now. Two players that come to mind that we ended up signing were Casey Blake, who was going to be a free agent after the 08 season. He really helped us get to the LCS in 08. We signed him, helped us again in 09. The other was Manny Ramirez, and he was also what you would call a rental. He was going to be a free agent at the end of the 08 season. 17 homers, 52 RBIs, .396 average, OPS in the 1200s for two-plus months with us. But you know going in that you're going to have a negotiation, most likely. Player may like L.A., may not like L.A., may like something, may not like something else. But you learn the player, too. It's almost one of those situations where it's fact-finding for the player, see what it's like to play for the Dodgers, see what it's like to live in Southern California. It's also fact-finding for the team. You see how they work, you see how they prepare, you see how they interact with teammates. Of course, most players at that stage are going to be on their absolute best behavior. So you got to take that into account, too, because they're going to be a free agent when the season's over. But you do learn a lot, and you know going into it that you're going to have to try and make a deal if you have the interest in maintaining them. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But the way the baseball world is today, you got a chance to win, you got to go for it. You can't really worry about 219, 220 at this time of year when you're making acquisitions. If it's a 1 year, if it's a rental, a couple months plus a month of October, good player, you got to go for it.
Justin Turner activated tonight. He's played in only 50 games. I think this will be a critical moment for the Dodgers to find out how healthy Justin is and how much of a contribution he can make.
No doubt. And Justin Turner will be the last guy to tell you that he has magical powers with this club. But the numbers tell you that they're under 500 when he's out, and they're way over 500 when he's part of this group. I think that's going to be a very tough decision for the front office and Dave Roberts and staff to make today when he comes back, who goes down, or if there's an injury, who goes on the DL. I don't know where the weak spot is. I don't know where the obvious choice is. I have no obvious choice just looking at their team. I don't know who it's going to be. Perhaps there's an injury that somebody's been playing through. That would probably be the easiest way of figuring this one out. But you got that lineup. And, you know, I was watching the game last night. I had post-game work at Spectrum. And I think Joe Davis said, you know, it's the heart of the Dodgers order coming up. And I thought to myself, there is no heart of the order. Because the heart of the order is typically your 3, 4, 5 guys. And everybody else kind of fits in 1, 2, and then 6, 7, and 8. This team, 1 to 8, is loaded. There is no easy spot. Now you're going to add Justin Turner to it. This is going to make it far more difficult. And as a baseball season goes on, pitchers get tired. And when you're a pitcher and you're facing this team, you're looking for that easy out or two to help you get maybe an extra inning as a starter or get through an inning as a reliever. That easy piece, that don't exist here.
All right, wink, wink. When you were in the chair, and you just said it a minute ago, you know, maybe somebody's been playing through an injury. When you were in the chair and you had to make space, did you go up to somebody and said, you know, I got to be honest with you. I think your legs have been bothering you for some time. You haven't told anybody. Isn't that right? Don't you need a little spin on the DL?
Oh, yeah. You do it. And, you know, once you get past a certain point in the season, almost everybody's got something. Most guys don't want to tell you. Most guys want to continue to play. But there was also different times in my career where I would sign a veteran player near the end of his career, but somebody who could still help your team periodically through 6 months. And when I signed him, I says, look, you know, if you start to get tired or you start to wear down or you start to have trouble with your legs, I'm going to have to DL you. Don't fight me on this. I'm not going to release you. I'm going to keep you all year. But I can't have somebody that's a 24th, 25th player on a team that can't go full bore. So be honest. It's your last year or maybe your second to your last year. Be honest and let's face the facts that, hey, you may need a break from time to time to get your body healthy for the stretch drive.
Right. So you walk up to the guy and say, you didn't tell me, but I know your arm's been killing you. So we're just going to DL you for a while, just basically to give him a blow.
Well, yeah, and yeah, well, you have a conversation. You probably have had a conversation leading up to it. I don't think I would do it, for example, today in this scenario. I think that communication takes place on a daily basis and most times, and I think the player understands that you're coming up to this probably a day or two. He said, hey, you know, if something else doesn't develop, you know, you got a bad hamstring that's a little bit tender. You may have to sit for a few days here. The team has got to figure it out till you get to September 1st. After that, the roster expands. You don't have this issue anymore. But you still got 30 days to play this month.
Ned, I appreciate the information as always. Thanks for jumping on today.
All right, Fred. We'll talk to you soon.